and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy hump day, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I hope everyone is doing well. Today is March 10th, 2021. And today I have a very rare episode to talk about. I'm not going to talk about any marketing stuff. I'm going to talk about something that I figured, you know what? and someone suggested I do this as well. But I am going to answer a lot of questions that I get from potential customers and even current customers. And I'm going to turn this episode, and I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm just, hear me out. Turn this current episode into a FAQ episode, frequently asked questions episode. I mean, just something similar to, it's just something that I'd like to do to educate my audience in case you're curious about certain things and what goes on in the life of Frank Deming, the local business guy. Before I go there, let me do a couple of housekeeping things. Number one, folks, as you guys know, I am no longer giving away my book on any advertising. I'm not doing it on Facebook. I'm not doing it on YouTube. I'm just not doing it anymore. And so I decided to just give it away for people who listen to my show. And if you're in the United States, I will give you a free copy. If all you have to do is go to my website, lbmsllc.com/book, and I will ship you a free copy. I am down to the last $2 though. I've got $2 left that I still have here. So the hope is that you guys will get it, and I'll be done with it all the time, for good. Now, I may or may not order some new ones. It's a very time consuming process. Thank God the business has grown tremendously. Knock on wood, and it's still going to continue to grow. So it's unless I get a fulfillment house or anything like that to actually do the shipping for me. If you know anybody, that's cool. Hit me up. info@lbmsllc.com if you have any suggestions as I can do it, because then I can order some more books and have them ship it out to you. How's that? Anyway, so once these last two books are gone, they are gone. And first of all, I want to thank the people who have taken advantage of it. Thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying it. I want you guys to implement everything that's on that book, because the important thing about it is that you guys will get a lot out of it. That's the key of that book. You guys are going to get a ton of value from it. And I know you guys are going to love it. So that's what I have to talk to you about that. Not last thing, but not least, before we get into the content of today, I want to talk to you guys about being a possible guest on this show. If you are a business owner, whether you're a local business owner, if you have your own digital marketing agency, it doesn't really matter what kind of business you have. And if you have a message that you want to show to a crowd, as maybe a story. I love stories. Stories to me are one of the most important factors in growing a business, because it's very, people can relate to what's going on with you, and you make that connection with that story. So if you have a story about your business and you want to come on the show and talk about it, give me a call, 888-416-7752, and we will put you on the schedule to be a guest on the show. Alrighty then. So here we are. Here is the topic of conversation today, is frequently asked questions. As you guys know, I own and operate a business and a company by the name of Local Business Marketing Solutions. Very similar to the name of this podcast, as you can see, by design. So I get a lot of, as I talk to people in my corner, as I do advertising, and most of the advertising I do is via SEO, pay-per-click. Well, I don't do a lot of pay-per-click now. I started my business doing a lot of pay-per-click, but I don't do a lot of it now. It's not really needed. So I do a lot of SEO. I do LinkedIn marketing. Those of you who follow me on LinkedIn, you see a lot of messaging on LinkedIn. Starting to get into Pinterest as well, but for the most part, SEO, LinkedIn, and of course, referrals. So that's how I get most of my business. Now, here are the common questions. So the topic of this conversation is FAQs with Frank E. Deming. So that's the topic of this episode. So I get this question a lot. A lot of people come to me and they say, "Okay, Frank, I saw his ad, or so and so told me about you guys, or I see you post a lot of stuff on LinkedIn. You know, how much does a website cost?" So that's one question I get a lot. And so here's the answer to that. Now, websites are one of those things that it's not specific. It really depends on what you need. We don't price out anything when it comes to a website unless we do a full-blown analysis of your business, unless we ask you certain questions. And then, and only then, will we determine what is it that you need in a website. It's because it's not all about of what you think you need. It's about what's the goal behind this website. Is it a business card website? Are you trying to sell stuff off of it? Are you trying to attract people from it, with it? Or you just want some kind of web image, you know, which is fine. So whatever the goal is, that's when we're going to go in, collect the requirements, and then we'll give you a price. So the answer to that question is, it depends. A lot of people also ask the same thing about mobile apps. And this is even a broader thing with mobile apps. As you know, we take care of mobile apps pretty frequently for our clients. Mobile apps is one of those things that can range anywhere between like $8,000 to like $90,000, you know, it may be even more. It's just one of those things. It all depends on the requirements. It depends on, you know, are we linking to different systems? Is this a standalone system? Is this a brand new concept? Is this an old concept? Are we piggybacking off of anything? It's so many different factors with a mobile app. Is it a hybrid mobile app? Is it something that that has to be a native app that's native to the operating system, whether it's a Android or an iPhone? There's so many factors. So the answer to that is also with websites, it all depends. You know, give us a call. Let us know what your requirements are, and we'll tell you a price then. That's the way that works. Another frequently asked question is, "Hey, Frank, what is it like working with you?" So that question is a little bit more direct, and I can give you a more direct answer on that. One of the things that I pride myself with LBMS, Local Business Marketing Solutions, is that we value high-touch communication. Here's what I mean. when you sign on with any of our services, whether it be, you know, local SEO, pay-per-click marketing, etc., you will get weekly communications from us. Weekly communications. You will get a report showing the kind of week you had with our services. You know, how many phone calls you got, how many leads you got, etc., etc. You will get a monthly report with more detail, obviously, giving you the same thing for the month. You also get, it depends on the service, of course. Well, if it's SEO, you don't get this. But if it's any kind of advertising, whether it be Facebook or Google AdWords, you get a mid-month report. In other words, what have we done thus far between the 1st and, you know, 15th or 16th, whatever the mid-month is, and what are our goals to finish strong for the rest of the month? So that's something that you get with us all the time. And, you know, that's what I mean by high touch. So it's not something that it's like, you know, you sign up, you don't hear anything from us, and then we have a monthly meeting. No, you're getting reports like crazy. Whether you choose to ignore them or not, you are getting them because we believe in informing our customers often. It has shown us a tremendous amount of, I mean, it even helps me guide to see how an ad is going or how, a client's account is going. It helps because now I can pretty much deploy this and help, you know, my account managers can use this for anything. And just say, hey, you know, here's where we are with this, and we make phone calls and keep that alive. Another thing you get with us is every 90 days you get a health check, we get the monthly meetings, of course, right? But every 90 days you get a really, really high-end marketing meeting. You know, what have we done in the last 90 days? What are we going to do to improve the next 90 days? What are the holes? What have we learned from the last 90 days? What will we not do any further for the following 90 days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those are key factors that I really, really, think that we should do I really think that separates us from other people, and we stay on top of things. We stay on top of it all the time, and that's what I mean by high touch. So that's for the marketing services. That's how it is working with us. Very similar to working with us with mobile apps and website design. We feed you with information throughout the process. You know exactly where you are in the process. You know exactly what to expect. You see the schedule, what we are adhering to, and you know we're working towards those schedules at all times. That's what we, that's what we pride ourselves in doing at all times, and it's very important to us to continue driving down that train to ensure that you guys are not left in the dark, because it's very important to us that as much information as we know about your project, you know about your project. And that really comes in handy, especially in the mobile app, because mobile apps are very convoluted. It can be a little bit confusing. So we like to keep you informed. Now, websites are a little easier, but we still keep you informed as well on those things. So another thing that I get a lot of questions on is, you know, what are the goals in terms of niche? I mean, not goals, excuse me. What are the niches that we normally work with? And you know, I get that a lot, and we try to, we work with mostly local businesses, and I know that's broad. So let me explain it to you. Within the local businesses, we like to niche it down a little bit too. So we want to work with, you know, attorneys. We want to work with dentists. We want to work with chiropractors, you know, things like that, HVAC companies, waterproofing companies. So we work with those types of businesses. We do very well with med spas as well. Although that niche took a hit, heavy hit during the pandemic. They're slowly coming back, but it's not nothing. It's nowhere near what it was before the pandemic. So we have to see what we're going to do with that niche. But primarily those are the niches that we do very well with. You know, can we take on other projects? Of course we can. It's not that we only work on those types of niches that we mentioned. We also work on other projects as well. And we try to keep, those projects. We try to be upfront with those projects if it's a new niche. Now, a niche that we've worked with very well is the home healthcare niche. We did a phenomenal job working with them. And we've done a lot of great things, turning them around, making them a huge success. You know, and they were a fairly new company. It was like only a year old, and we've worked on a few of their projects and helped them out with just doing regular Google AdWords and SEO and also social media. So I don't want to say it's easy, but it's a niche that we've also kind of grasped and helped out, helped them along the way of how to do these things. So, you know, that's why I say I don't have any niche specifically that I'll say I do not work with. We like to focus on exactly like what I said, you know, attorneys, chiropractors, dentists, HVAC companies, and waterproofing companies. We can pretty much, with those five niches that I mentioned, we can pretty much turn on a campaign and watch watch the money flow in for our customers, pretty much. But with the other niches, we have to do some work and get some digging and you know, do some brainstorming, et cetera, like we did with the home healthcare niche, and we hit the home run with that. So those are primarily the main questions that I'm asked on a regular basis. Other questions that we've asked that I get asked sometimes is, do we do custom CRM works? And we do. We do that a lot. We have a couple of clients that we've done some custom CRMs for. And those are all fun projects as well. Another question I get a lot of is, am I hiring? I'm not. we're doing well right now. We're doing well, and we can handle even more work at this point. So if it ever comes to a time where we're saturated, well, I'll let you guys know. One of the things that I've always, another question I got, I forgot about this. Oh, almost forgot. They wanted to know if I outsource my writing or is it all in-house? That's a good question. Great question. I'd love to get into that a little bit right now before we close for the day. And the answer is easy. Everything's in-house. Now, when our writing is one of those things that it can get a little hairy because you can't put a lot of projects on a lot of writers because then they get overwhelmed, if you will. And so one of the things that I suggest that the one that I do is if I see that my writers are a little overwhelmed, I will scale. And we tend to grab, you know, I have a pool of writers that I can go to in a pinch, thankfully, because I've been doing this for so long. I've been doing this for 14 years. it's going to be 14 years in October. So I can't say it's 14 years yet. But, you know, it's amazing how many people you connect with over the years when you do this. So there are times whenever my in-house people are swamped and they can't work on anything extra, I'll reach into my database of people who I've connected with over the years and actually, you know, work with them. And the beauty of it is that they know my style. They know that I like, you know, interviews and all this stuff. Same thing goes with graphic designers, because that's another question I get a lot too. Is it all in-house done with a freelancer? It's all in-house. Everything that we do is try to be in-house unless in a pinch. So that's about it that I have today. If there is any question that you guys have, I mean, you guys are my listeners. You guys have been around with me since I started this podcast. And first of all, I want to thank you for that. I also want you to share this podcast with someone that you think would benefit from the content that I do. But thanks for listening. And you guys know. So if there's anything that you have, any question that you have been thinking about that you think, wow, you know, I wonder how this happens with LBMS. So I wonder how this works. Give us a call, 888-416-7752, or send me an email at info@lbmshlc.com. And we'll try our best to either answer you, or if it's a significant enough question that we think that's going to add a lot of value to our listeners, we will put that question on the air. So that's it for now, folks. That's all I had. I just wanted to do some frequently asked questions because it's been brought up to me many times, and it was also suggested by one of my customers. And so I wanted to bring it forth. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. So that's all I got for today. And next week, I'm going to go back on the trail and give you some killer content on some marketing to help you guys kill it in 2021. So until next week, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. And you've just heard another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Take care, folks. And bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.